Well, Simon Shinalev, Sif Lamed Beis. Let us just start again, Sif Lamed Beis, and then we'll see the Ramah, which is very complicated and which needs explanation. The Mechaber says, Ayyotze b'mois atzurim loy b'sadinoy chayet. A person was wearing a sadin. It seems a sadin was a type of a levush bizman chazal. They wrapped themselves in a type of a sheet. And there was money which was wrapped up in the sadin, tied in the sadin. And he's wearing the sadin, and he's carrying the money by wearing the sadin, chayiv. So this is considered derech hitzah, and he's chayiv on hitzah if he took out the money from a reshus hayochid to a reshus haram. Agor, so now the Gemara says, avol b'bayis. But what is, if we have the same scenario, we have, he's wearing a sadin, and there's a mois that is tzorul besadin, mutar im tzorich loy. If he needs this, this is permissible. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah. That's what it needs a lot of explanation. Now, there's a girsa with a vav. We'll learn with the vav. Others are girsa without a vav. Vafilu einam tsururim. Afilu, it is not tsorer besadin. Rak sheheim menukovim. But the mois has holes in it. If the money has holes in it, so then this is permissible. And we will learn just without explanation that if the money has holes in it, so then it is permissible to be metalto the money alone. Here we were matter to wear the sadin, and there's mois in the sadin. But it seems he's not permitted to be metalto the mois in the sadin. But if the mois is menukavim, it has holes in it, so then one is permitted, afilu einam sururim besadin, afilu it is not tied up in the sadin, and the pastor is carrying it. It's also permissible. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, he's going to say three pshatim in this Ramah, and the ultimate understanding we will ultimately understand after we learn Sif Lamed Gimel. But let us just learn now the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar liyos lavush basadin hazet. He's permitted to wear this sadin. Im tzorich lo yasadin. If he needs the sadin to wear, he's permitted to wear the sadin, even though in the sadin there's mois suris loy. That means he needs to wear the sadin. He's permitted to wear the sadin, even though there's mois suris in the sadin. So let us just say over a Tehillah LeDavid. This is the first part is the Pshat of Ataz. So the Tehillah LeDavid says as follows. We have here a problem. If there's money in the sadin, L'chayre, why doesn't the sadin become a bosses L'dover Ha'asa? That means the klal is, if you have a dvar, you put a dvar mukse on something else, So the thing that is supporting the mukse becomes a bosses to the mukse, and you're not allowed to be mitalto to that. So the shaila is, so how is he needs to wear the sadin. Let's picture this a little bit. So is Leila Sadin. That means like this. She was wearing a neckerchief, and the waiter passed by, and the whole shalom fell on the neckerchief. He can't wear the neckerchief anymore. It's a sight. So he needs something else. Oh, yes, his wife, we have something else. Yeah, we have a Sadin. But the Sadin has money, so in the Sadin. But he needs the Sadin. He needs to wear the Sadin. So the Tila Ledovit says, we are speaking about, he forgot the money in the Sadin. That means he had no intent to leave the money in the Sadin. He wanted to take out the money. He forgot to take it out. So that is a locha of Shochach. And if you forgot mukse on something, it doesn't become a bosses. So, im tzorich loy, if he needs the Sadin, now let's start translating the Gemara a little better. Avol bebayis, if he's carrying outside, that's a problem. This is a shaila meitzor. That we said, Chayim, he's going to wear the sadin outside. He's going to take it out from the house into the Rishus HaRabim. He's Chayim Achatos. No, no. But in the house, Avol bebayis, mutar, he's allowed to wear the sadin. Im tzorich loy lahasadin. He needs the sadin. So he needs to wear the sadin. So the Tehillah LeDovid explains one more. Let's first hear the pshatim, then we'll ask kashrus. So the Tehillah LeDovid explains. The halacha is that filtul min hatzad is muta only letzorech Dover Hamuto. That means as follows. I have a basket. In the basket, there's two things. There's a $5 bill, which I forgot to take out, and there's apples there. Now, if I want to bring this basket, I want to take this basket from the kitchen to the dining room. So now the shaila is, why do you want it in the dining room? So if the reason is I want the money out of the kitchen, that's why I'm taking it into the dining room. So this is tilto min hatzad l'tzorech dover hamukse. That means the whole reason I'm taking it out of the kitchen, because I don't want it to be in the kitchen. I want the mukse to be in the dining room. So then this is also, even though the basket is not a bosses, but I'm being metalto the mukse indirectly, by carrying the basket, and I'm doing it for the mukse. So that's awesome. But if I will bring the basket into the dining room because I want people in the dining room to eat the apples which are in the basket, and for some reason I can't shake out the money is underneath the apples, so then I'm permitted to take the apples, to take the basket, which did not become a bosses. It didn't become a bosses because it's a dama muta and dama osa. It didn't become a bosses. I'm allowed to take the basket into the dining room if my intent is that the people should eat the apples. If my intent is I want the money out of the kitchen, then it's also. So it's still to me not sad, let's say double hamut. If the intent is for the money. Zot, the Tehillah LeDovid pshat and the taz, this pshat is a taz, the first pshat, that im tzorich loy, the reason he's wearing this beged is not because he wants the money out of one room into another room. He would be doing that, so it's still No. He's wearing the sadin because he wants to wear the sadin. Im tzorich loy, he needs the sadin. That's why he's wearing it. It is money there, it's tight, and so what I do. It didn't become a bosses, because I forgot it there. And I want the sadin, I want to wear the sadin. So that is, avo bebayis muta im tzorich loy, I'm permitted to wear the sadin in the bayis if I need the sadin to wear. So I'm the sadin did not become a bosses. I forgot the money there, and I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it and carrying it because I want the sadin, not I want the money. In another place now. Now let's go a little further. Vafilu einam surim. Now, afilu, so the way we are saying, he is being metalto the money indirectly. It's tied in the sadden. It's indirectly. It's told to me that sadden says Dobramuda. Now the Ramah says, vafilu einam surim. Afilu, the money will not be in the sadden. The money is on the table. And I want to take the money off the table. It's muta rak sheheim nikuvim. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Aleph. Rak sheheim nikuvim. Zehuvim adumim. We're talking about golden coins. Oy matbeis kesef or silver coins. The ain alayu shame muksa yedeza. If you made a hole in them, what is the purpose of this hole? Why did he make the hole in the coin? The roilit loisoi bitzava bitoi letachshit. He wants his daughter should have such a necklace that she be hanging golden coins from her necklace. So that's why he made the holes. The minute he made the holes in the coins, so the coins are not usable anymore for purchasing things because people don't accept holy money. So the usage of these coins now are l'shem tashit. So he says, if it's menukavim, if the coins are menukavim, then you'll have to be metalful the coins. The coins are tashit and memele, so then you, that is pshat according to the tas. Now, let us go back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh oimrim. Now we're going to go back. That's one shot. One shot in the Ramah. V'yesh oimrim. Others say, Dahai im tzorich loy is not the way the Taz said he wants to wear the beged. No. Hainu sheyore lanichoi shloyoboi lagoizloi. He has to get the sadin out of this room. That means he finds himself in a room, and there are people who are very likely to come into this room, and they might steal it. So he wants to get the sadna with the coins out of the room. He wants to put on the sadna, that they shouldn't steal it. So now, number one, this is already, he's being metaltal. Let's say the novel horse, he's wearing the sadden, he's wearing a pocket, but he's doing it. I feel that we will say it's not a bosses, but he's wearing it because he wants the money out of the room. So he's doing this. Let's say the novel horse. So there's a mukta de kishayla over here. But on this mukta de kishayla, we have to understand. He finds himself in a difficult predicament. He has a room that's in Harlem, and who might come in, he doesn't know. And he has to get this sadin out of the room. So he puts on the sadin, and he wants to go into another room. So Yorei, he's afraid they might come and steal it. Stealing is a scary thing, number one. It's a big hamster moment. Number two could be Sasakone. Could be they want to steal him here. He's going to protest. Who knows what they're going to do? So Memele, Chazal were matter for him to put on this Begit, to take it into another room, which is still coming outside L'chegel Tzarech Dabor HaMukseh. But they were this is a Nisar of Tulto Mukseh. Fine. So now we know they will matter this. We're talking about a scenario that he's afraid they might steal it. Avu mishum tzriches hasadin ba'alme lehuta leile talto. But now he says something else. But the first case, the case of the Taz, if he would just want to wear the sadin, if he would just want to wear the sadin because he doesn't have another beggar, he wants to wear the sadin. So here the Magen Avraham says it is also. So kan shoyel ben, why is it also? L'chayre, it is still to me not sad, but say, why is it also? It would seem, and the Oymek Advorim, but the Mishavu brings down a Teis V'Shabbos, would seem from the Teis V'Shabbos, this is not, does not fall into the category of still to me not sad. This is Derech Tiltu, and if I want to wear it, I would never have to wear it. This is called, just like it's called Derech Eitzah, it's called Derech Tiltu. So if my sole intent would be, I want to, like we'll say, the scenario of the Taz, that my Bekinshin got all dirty and then I want to put it on, the Magen Avraham holds this is also. There's no heter of Tiltu min Atzad. That's he says. Lehut avu mishum tzriches hasadim ba'alme lehut olay letalkel. Fine. That is the vial, a second shot in the heter of im tzorich loy. So tzorich loy means he's afraid that he needs to wear the sadin. Then it'll be also of mukses. Im tzorich loy, he needs to get it out of the room in order that it shouldn't be stolen. Fine. Now let's go to the vow we have in Sorechoy, we have two shotted. Ravim Shahim Menukovim, let's again see the Mishnah Brura. Sohuvim Adumim Oim Adbeyes Kesev, Dein Aleyu Shem Muksa Yedeze, Deroy Litloisoy Bitsaver Mitoy Litashim. Right. That was, now let us look in the Sharetzin. Visharitzin kuf mem zayin. Visharitzin pri megodim lefi perish atas. So according to the Taz, if it's menukivs, it's a tachshit, and it's no problem, and it's mutter. Vidas hamogin Avraham. Now the Magen Avraham holds as follows. The law hoser legamri shem muktzem bina sheyeh yichado litloisoy. In order to make it, ois muktzem, making a hole in the coin is not sufficient. That means making a hole in the coin. I could use it for a necklace. That's true. But before he was miyachidit for a necklace, it doesn't become ois muktzeh. So the Magen, and the Ramah says he made a hole. If it's hole, if it's a hole, it's mutter. So the Magen Avraham does not learn that the hole makes it ois muktzeh. It's still mutzedik. We're talking about a scenario that it is He's afraid they might come and steal it. So the Magen Avraham learned pshat as follows. If there's no hole, if there's no hole in the coins, so the only way he can take these coins out of the room is by wearing the sadin. We will not be mad to him to take out the coins, because they're real mukseh. They're 100% mukseh. If he made a hole in these coins, so it's very interesting, they're 50% mukseh. Now, 50% mukseh is also mukseh. But 50% mukseh, we were matted, there's a shasam zayn over here. So for 50% mukseh, we were matted, he can take the coins out of the room without wearing the sadr. That means we were makel for him to carry the coins. If they have a hole in them, there's a shas kneila. That means we have here a scenario according to the Magen Avraham. The scenario is that he's afraid they might steal it. So we have here two hetayim. He's afraid of kneila, that's for sure. He's afraid they might come in and they might steal it, which is very dangerous. So the Gemara said as follows. If it's in the sadin, put on the sadin. You go to the next room, and take the next room, and that room can be locked. Whatever is in you, and that's mutter. It's only matter by wearing the sadness, which is also a tiltal muktzah, so it says, no, but a muktzah, it's not a portion to tiltal, but so you say, they were matter. But if there are holes in the coin, so it's not so muktzah, biralohi, he says, He says it's not biralocha also, that it's not so, it's less muktzah, so they were makel to carry the coins. That is the vow of the second shot. And now we're going to go further. Va'ayim bebiragro, now we're going to have a third shot in the remote. Now, the goyin was not goyres this vov. And another Shulchan Aruch doesn't have the vov. The goyin was goyres, let's look again in the Lashon of the Gemara. Abu b'mayis mutar im tzorech loy, afilu einam, not ve'afilu, afilu einam tzurim rak sheim menukovim. He wasn't goyres, the goyin was not goyres the vov. Va'afilu, he's goyres afilu. V'ayim bebir agro, shekosav dezeko yigam areshe. That's what the Gemara said. It's the hester, the coin says they have a hole in it. He's going on both cases. Sai when you're wearing the sadin. Sai when you are carrying the coins by themselves. The coins have to have a hole in them. Why? The Zakoi Gam Areshe. The Hainu Bitsrunim Bisadinoi. Boy Gam came in the cover. It has to have a hole. Vitaimoi. So why did he need the hole? The Eloi Hoyum in the cover. Hoya osa letalto gamma sadin, the nasa bosses la mois, shetzor besoyre meyarim shabbos. So the goyin learned shad. The goyin learned shad that it is not speaking about what we said in the beginning from Tatilo Dovet, he forgot the coins in the sadin. It is speaking about he left the coins to Kabbalah. Now, if he left the coins to Kabbalah and the Sadin, so now the going says there's a tremendous problem over here. So the Sadin is a mukseh. The Sadin is it's a buses. The Sadin is a buses with the boss. He didn't forget the coins. He left some there to Kabbalah. And the Gemara says, you're allowed to wear the Sadin. So the goyin says, it's speaking about that there's holes in the coins. The minute there's holes in the coins, he holds like the tar, so it's not muksa whatsoever. So if it's not muksa, so it's not muksa, so you're allowed to wear the sadin, you're allowed to take out the coins. That is how the going learned pshat. So the going learned pshat that we are speaking about, both cases are speaking about is a hole in the koitz. And the hole makes that it is not muktzeh. And if it's not muktzeh, you're allowed to wear the sadin in the house. No, kan shayel aben shaya. So what is the Gemara telling us? I have a sadin with coins which are not muktzeh in the sadin. The Gemara, you know, you're allowed to wear the sadin. You're allowed to carry the coins. No, so now he says you're allowed to carry the coins. Good, so it's not muktzeh somebody. But you're allowed to wear the sadin. What was the shtaya? Because you're allowed to wear the sadin. The coins aren't muktzeh, you're allowed to wear the sadin. So let us the vial remain with this kasha, and we'll come back to it. So now, about Kaponim, we have here three mahalchim in the Gemara. We have Ataz, Amogin Avrom, and the Goyim, and Mishamur was nice enough to bring all these three pshatim. The Taz learns pshat that he is speaking about, he wants to wear the sadin. And this is the case is talking about the he wants to wear the sadin, and we are speaking about the Tilla David says that it never became a bosses. If you got the coins in the sadin, it's not a bosses. And it's a tiltum in that sadin, so you're not allowed to wear the sadin. And then it says, oh, so then you're allowed to take out the coins. So that's the Tazis pshat. The Mogen Avraham learns that they were speaking about also without holes. When the first station without a hole, and the real muktzeh, and they were matted because we were afraid that they might come and steal it, and this is real scary. So, Mamel, they were matted to him to wear the sadin to take out the coins. They were matted because it's a shash, they left shash stuck on it. But the case of the Taz, we would never be matter, so it seems that he holds this is worse than Tultumin Atzad. But if there's a hole in the coin, so then it's a halfway muktzeh, and then B'mokim Zeyla, they were matter absolute to take out the coins alone, B'mokim Zeyla. And the going learns, both cases are speaking about that there's a hole in the coins, they're not muktzeh. And then, so they'd be allowed to wear this out, then you're allowed to take out the coins, it's not muktzeh. So in the going, we have to understand, well, what the chiddush is. Now, let us go to Sif Lamed Gimel. Also, Lot says, "Bishabes b'moyis oy bekesem v'zov at tufurim b'bigdoy." Now, here we are speaking about. Here this is speaking about a case that it's very scary. He's afraid they might steal the coins, and if he goes out. Outside in the street is a pachat. So what did he do? So Erev Shabbos, he sewed the coins into the lining of his jacket. And now he wants to go outside in the street in Shabbos. He wants to get out of here. It's a mokim besukin moid. So he wants to get out of here. And he wants to make sure that the money will be in his pocket or something, or be in the house, he can say goodbye to the money. He doesn't want to say goodbye to the money, so Erev Shabbos, he sold it into his lining. And he wants to go out with this coat, with the money in it. No, you're carrying on Shabbos. Carrying it, it's sewed into the lining. So to Muhammad, no. Also, Lord says, "Bishavis b'moyse b'kesem b'zovat for b'bigdai." It's also Mishnah Berurah. V'loy botli ligabi beged. This is not, the money is not bottled. I have a pocket sewn to my coat, and that pocket you're allowed to go out. The pocket is bottled to the beggar. But the money is not bottled to the beggar. Come on, shout over a toffle beside the beggar. Mishum the shuvim v'loy bottle. It's hoshim and it's not bottled. Or mikol mokim, less behu chiyuve kamei besurim lamaylo. Before we said by a sadin, if it's just tied in the sadin, yechayim hatos. That's a real chilu shabbos. That's how you take out money if you're wearing a sadin. The derech haitzo to take out money to sew it in the lining. That's not the derech haitzo. So it's also midarabonam. So the first day in the Mechaba held, I can't help you, I can't be mad at you to take out the money, even though you sold it into the Begin, it's a Darabonim, but it's also, I will not be mad at Salvik. That was the Mechaba.
What?
We'll talk about the house soon. The house we learned in Sif Lamed Beis and the Ramah. We'll see. V'yesh matirim b'mokim p'seide. Now, the Ramah comes. That's the Ramah. Listen there. He had broad shoulders. Listen, this is a mocking Satan, and you have to understand, if we have to know what the Frumkeit is going to be. He's going to ask his rabbi, can I be mad for me to take it out? Rabbi says, no, I won't be mad for. No, so listen, I can't listen to the rabbi's side of this. I might as well do something so good. So, again, I'm on the side of this. But the money I want to have up upon him. So go and take the money and bury it in his house. The only said the rice of Haifa, be the money. Fine. And with the end, we'll say, you'll come and keep the Achid Shachnov and Echem and Shabbos Shabbos. And our components, that's what he's going to do. So the Ramah says, we can't be from with this person. This is Amor the Kenesoyim. By telling him, this is Nisa the Rabbonim, and this is Apsedek. By telling him he's not allowed to do it, we're going to be Machmel, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos Minatayra. The Nisoyim is too big. So therefore, v'yesh matirim b'mokim seider, samokim seider, sheyorei sheyigzlu mimenum yenichim b'bayis v'yelamim. If he's going to leave it in the house and he goes out, he's going to come back to a clean house and be good for Pesach, and he'll be cleaned out completely if he leaves it in the house. If he has to go out, he can't leave it in the house. So the Ramah says, so we are makel, and we'll let him. So what were we makel? We were matter and iser darabonon. That means by wearing this coat with the money sewn inside, it's an iser darabonon, but mokim pseide. We're makel on Haitso, the Reise. But it's not Haitso, the Reise, because it's like a derech Haitso. So a matter of Haitso, it's like a derech, Mamakim Pseida. Avo, im yuchal liyesh yoyshev bebayis. But if he doesn't have to go outside, v'loy lotzeis, lo yankzeh. Listen, we're bending backwards. So if he won't go outside is swarming with who knows what. If he won't go outside, no one's going to come in, no one is going to think why he's not going outside. So then we tell him, you stay inside and don't go to shul, you stay inside and finish that. And don't be Mechal Shabbos with Haitso Shulay Kedalkai. But the first case is, listen, if he can't stay inside, they're going to knock on the door and they're going to ask him, it's so nice outside, why didn't he come outside? So he has to go outside, so then we will matter, he should wear the money in the coat. Avom yochel yishyoshu babayis lo leilot, says lo yetze. One second. Now he talks about wearing the coat. If he has to wear the coat, but he doesn't have to go outside, so wear the coat inside. So then we have muktzah d'kishaylis. If you could avoid not wearing the coat, don't wear the coat, period. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mokim say that this is Yesh Matiran. I know B'tfurim B'sech Bigdoy Merev Shabbos. V'taymom, what is Pshat in the Yesh Matiran? B'kivin, the lace, Bo Ela Issa de Rabono, Mishum de Lav Derech Haitzoi, Ochinal. It's not, it's only an Issa de Rabono. Why were they meiko? The Adam Bohu al Mamainai. When it comes to a Hefsed Mamain, a person gets frantic. He can't think straight. If we will not be matter him to go outside with the money and the lining, so he's going to do much worse. So he'll go and he'll dig inside the house and he'll have him in the chiyagavne. That's what he's going to do. Yeah, fine. So Mamela, so that's the Ramah. So the Ramah says, and that's what the meaning is, that the Mokim have said, if we're going to go according to Mi'ikar Adin, we can be afraid we're in store for much more than that. So Mamela, we were Mako with Eitzor de Rabban. V'kos hu achaynim, duhu Adin im leitofchan mi ba'id yayim. What happens if he didn't do this precaution Erev Shabbos? He didn't sew it into the beged. And now it's Shabbos and he has to get out of here. Yuchel Eitzim b'Shabbos Aydei Shini Acher Shishulei Kederech Eitzo Dahainu Shiyaniach HaMois Bein Bigdei Lepsoi. So he can put the money Bein Bigdei Lepsoi. That means he'll put it between the... between his stockings and his feet, or between his pants and the sorry. I been in all you put it in his shoe. So now we see over here that they were matter to muktzah also. The Mishnah Berurah says, and this chesbon the Mishnah Berurah made in the Bir Aloch, if we were matter Eitzor and Rishus Rabbim. Here's Eitzor de Raisa, which is Shalik and Derech, makes it Ad Rabban. So if he were a matter b'mokim seder, for him to carry it outside in the Rishus HaRabim, we would zich a matter tolto muktzah. So if he didn't sew it in his lining Erev Shabbos. So the eighth is, he puts it in his shoes, he takes the money, puts it in his shoes, and makes sure that it'll be nice and comfortable and finished. Become a kumachatril and tabi yisalit for big day. Now, so this is, we're speaking about, was thinking about that they were matter im tzorich lotzeis, but that's if he has to go out. Keep going. Sheyore shim yeshe babayis kol ayin yargishu boishushayim meyosav yavoy legozloi. If that means if there's going to be a kasha, well, why isn't he going outside? It's so nice outside and so hot inside. So he has to go outside. If he doesn't have to go outside, so don't go outside. It wouldn't matter to go outside to make a Yitzor Shalei Kederech. Vayetei, Hainu Chutz Leirim, Kshulov Shpabeged, he shouldn't do that. And if he has a possibility that he doesn't even, he can stay inside and no one is going to knock on the door, and he doesn't have to wear the baguette, yes, la'achmil, shaloi lilboi sha'baguette, the chayshinon shemo yeitse boi. Now, the last Ramah said, Amir the Kazakh, that he shouldn't wear the baguette, the chayshinon shemo yeitse boi. Now, here we have here a mouthful. We have here a mouthful of a person has in his baguette something. Here we're talking about mukse. And he's wearing it in the house. And he might forget and might go out with it. So l'chatchila, a person should not wear something in the house. But he has something in his pockets. Shema yishkach v'yeitzei boy. But the Ramah ended, if he does not have to do anything, don't wear it. Because we're afraid, Shema yishkach v'yeitzei boy. Now, this is the end of the Ramah. This is the Amir Nikizach. Now, let us go back to Sif Lamed Beis. We had a Taz. The Taz was talking about a person had a Sadin, and there was money in the Sadin. And the Tzila L'David said, it's freaking about that it's not a Bosis, it's Shochach, and it's still coming that Taz would say, Rechdover Hamutta. So you have to wear the Sadin inside. That's how the Taz learned Pshat from the remote. Is Khan Shoyal Aben? So that's in Sif Lamed Beis. And in Sif Lamed Gimel, we just said the same Ramah. We're talking about the same Ramah. In Sif Lamed Gimel, the Ramah said if you could avoid wearing this something that is mukse in it, don't wear it. Why? Because you might come and take it outside. So you might come and carry. You have something in your pocket, so don't wear it. That's what the Ramah said in Sif Lamed Gimel. And here in Sif Lamed Beis, the Taz says, well, you want to wear the Sadin, wear the Sadin, no problem. So Kain Shayil Aben, what happened over here? So this is Akasha, and the Tilla Dovid is Akasha. From the Mishneh Berurah, it was seen, and perhaps from the others had also been seen, that the Taz said, im tzorich l'lovsha, he needs to, we made a scenario. They still can show him that his baguette. He doesn't have what to wear. So what should he do? So he has two alternatives, either wear a filthy baguette or on a sadin, but there's some money in it. The notes of the kishel is no problem. So I think that's according to Mr. Blue, and it seems that the Rab also learned like this. In Tzorech L'lovshay, when the Ramah said, you don't have to, don't wear it, please. Because this is scary. You might come out, you might go outside. But if here it's Tzorech L'lovshay, that's what he's saying here, you couldn't wear it. It says you're allowed to wear it. The Taz.
He was the
wear. So almost it's sometimes worse.
Just